This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Gateway Mega Church minister Robert Morris appeared in court in Oklahoma this morning, where he's been indicted on 5 counts of lewd behavior with a child.
It took only minutes for the judge to set a preliminary hearing in the case for September 4th. Cindy Clemenshire, who has accused Morris of sexual abuse beginning when she was just 12, was in the courtroom. She declined comment, but earlier this week told a legislative hearing in Austin,
"As I began the lifelong journey of dealing with the aftermath of child sexual abuse, my life seemed to attract more shame, while Robert's attracted more fame."
Because the alleged abuse took place in the 1980s, some legal experts think the case could eventually be dismissed due to a statute of limitations. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a bill in Austin that would block people from hostile nations from buying land in Texas. It's passed in the state house. It's a couple steps away from becoming the law. It would prevent people from China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia from buying land in Texas or leasing it longer than a year.
Member, Senate Bill 17 is about securing Texas land and natural resources and making sure that this precious resource does not fall prey to adversarial nations and oppressive regimes that wish to do us harm.
As State Rep Cole Hefner, House Democrats argued the bill would promote racism.
Are we saying Texas is open for business except to people who don't look or sound like us?
As State Rep Salman Bojani, the bill now headed back to the Senate. It's got some changes in it. One of those changes would let the governor add other nations to the list.
Well, the so-called Epic City has come under fire since its planned development. And now Texas Senator John Cornyn says the Department of Justice is going to be investigating it.
Cornyn had called on the DOJ to start looking into the East Plano Islamic Center due to concerns they would keep Christians and Jews from moving in and that they would practice Sharia law. Epic recently bought just over 400 acres of property north of Josephine in Collin County for the proposed development that includes more than 1,000 homes, a school, retail areas, parks, and more, all centered around a mosque. Today, Cornyn praised Attorney General Pam Bondi for her decision to investigate Epic, saying religious discrimination and Sharia law have no place in the Lone Star State. Epic has responded, saying this is an unconstitutional attempt to stigmatize and suppress Muslim religious community life and expression. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, has started his own investigation into Epic.
Dallas cops say a man slept inside his own apartment appears to have been killed by stray bullets.
Police got a call about a shooting about 2:15 Friday morning at an apartment complex near Keyston, Westmoreland in Oak Cliff. They say the victim was in bed with his wife when the bullet came through the window of their apartment on the second floor. He died there, and police now believe he may have just been an innocent bystander. They say several people may have been involved, and their target might actually have been on the first floor. They had crime scene tape surrounding the area and were mapping out spots they found things like casings and other evidence. Police have not announced any arrests or a potential motive. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A restaurant group in Houston has purchased the rights to the On the Border restaurant chain. Papa's Restaurants will now take over the brand. They already own several popular restaurant brands like Papa's Barbecue, Papado's Seafood, and Papacito's Cantina.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and those who bring mom a bouquet of flowers could see higher prices due to Trump administration tariffs, as we hear from News Nation's Kimberly Cruz.
May means it's the season of high school proms, graduations, and of course, Mother's Day.
Usually every year we can expect around 400 to 500 people walking through the door during the weekend.
But generally, Saturday's our busiest delivery day. Sales have been up, they're up about 6% over last year.
But this year, flower prices could be higher due to a new 10% tariff on imports.
Well, we get about 60% of the flowers are imported from Ecuador and Colombia. Colombian tariffs are running about 10%. The Ecuadorian tariffs, they were at 6.8, and then they added plus 10, so they're 16.8% now.
Jim Rullis says he's had to make some price adjustments.
We've had to raise prices a little bit. We've raised different things anywhere from 5% to 10%.
But adds he hasn't seen a change on customer spending.
They're not that price conscious for when they call us. They want something really nice, and they want it delivered on time.
For other flower shops like Litza's Flowers in South Sacramento, the new tariffs haven't trickled down to their flowers.
So far with the tariffs, we haven't seen too much of an increase in the flowers. The prices have been pretty consistent with what we've seen in previous years.
Chris Mataraga says they have seen an impact on some items that are imported from China.
We have seen in some of the supplies a little bit of an increase, namely with just like the miscellaneous things that would be included with flowers, like the wraps, the cards, the picks.
Local businesses are adapting and adjusting as the new impacts from the tariffs roll in, but say at the end of the day,
mom deserves the best, yes.
In Sacramento, Kimberly Cruz.
Back to the Pope. Biggest celebrities these days in Chicago, that would be Louis and John Prevost, the brothers of the new Pope, Leo XIV, first American Pope. He grew up as Robert Prevost. They called him Robbie. On the south side of Chicago, although Louis and John, the brothers, say they still just call him Rob. Louis now lives in Florida. He says he still can't believe it.
I'm almost speechless. It's just mind-blowing that my brother was elected Pope. We've kind of known he was special, and we used to tease him about being Pope when he was 6 years old and stuff.
6 years old, they called him the Pope.
Yeah, you must be like the... I would have probably hated him as a brother. Oh, that... God, he doesn't do anything wrong.
Very little mama's boy, yeah. You know. Well, and he was. He was an altar boy. He sang in the choir. He says that his older brothers called him the Holy One because he was always quiet.
And I guarantee they didn't say that with reverence. They just said, no, the Holy One.
He didn't care a lot about the things that the little boys would be interested in. Loved going to church, though. And then, according to John Prevost...
He left to the Augustinian Seminary right out of eighth grade. He went right from high school seminary and then Augustinian College at Villanova. And then the year of theology. So he wasn't home a lot, except for like summer vacations. So during the year, there really wasn't a whole lot.
I didn't know there were high school seminaries. You could go to seminary out of the eighth grade.
It's like we were saying, that's something that you have to figure out pretty early in life if you want to do. You can't just, like I said, 30 after years of partying and going nuts.
So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to the seminary.
You guys need a priest?
And John Prevost, by the way, says he is still in regular contact with his brother.
First we do Wordle, because this is a regular thing, okay? Then we do Words with Friends. It's something to keep his mind off life in the real world. And then we talk about what's going on, and I said, well, do you have your red socks? That doesn't go over well all the time. And then just that kind of stuff, and I said, well, are you ready for this? I said, did you watch the movie Conclave so you know how to behave? And he had just finished watching the movie Conclave. So he knew how to behave. So it's that kind of stuff, because I wanted to take his mind off of it, you know, and laugh about something, because this is now an awesome responsibility.
I can't help but wonder what the new Pope must have thought about the ending to Conclave.
Well, I'm just thinking about how do you, I mean, even talking to a pope, kidding around with him. I mean, he's always seems so serious and everything.
Does words, he have a words sense of, with friends.
Even his brothers seem like, he's the holy one. How do we talk to this guy?
And here's the biggest question of all.
Settle this for me. Uh-huh. Is he a Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
Whoever said Cubs on the radio got it wrong. It's Sox.
And if there was ever a team that needed some divine intervention.
We've already mentioned that.
It's the White Sox.
Yeah.
Now maybe they'll get it. Here's some other facts about Pope Leo. Three of his four grandparents were immigrants from France and Italy on his father's side. And then his maternal grandfather was from Haiti. His maternal grandmother was from New Orleans, had a lot of Cajun and Creole
God,
blood.
Could you imagine if we had a New Orleans or a Cajun pope? Oh, we're going to have ourselves a conclave now.
Well, apparently this new pope is one quarter Cajun.
All right.
He speaks five languages fluently, English, French, Spanish, Italian, and the other one we couldn't figure out yesterday was Portuguese.
Okay.
And he can read Latin. That comes in handy when you're Pope.
Yeah, you need to.
He's a big tennis buff. He loves to play tennis. And the name Leo, Pope Leo, he consulted with his brothers about his new papal name before he chose it.
So well, I like Leo. I don't think it's easy to remember. You're not going to have a problem with it.
Hey, I think that's a cool name for him.
Yeah,
that's,
Leo.
That's okay.
Think about it. There's some cool Leos in history.
A good one.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.